Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to Monday night's meeting with Tampa Bay.
I would say I think we're just a little more cohesive. A couple of new guys in the group, like Nate and Eddie, so nothing negative against them. It just takes a little time to gel with those guys playing a game, and I feel like we're at a good spot right now.
On paper, you guys have one of the hardest first 6 weeks strength of schedule, and again, on paper and by metrics, things get relatively easier the rest after this week.
Yeah.
Is there any benefit to having such a front-loaded schedule of dynamic quarterbacks and wide receivers?
Yeah, I think there is. You know, we're seeing pretty much, we played Jaden Daniels last week, and then Burrow the week before that, Josh Allen, and then Mahomes and all these guys, and you know, I think going against all these different kinds of quarterbacks is you know, who we're going to see in the playoffs. So I think it's good for us to have that experience, know how different people play, and at the same time, it's a week-to-week league, and I feel like, you know, anybody can lose to anybody in any given week. So it's up to us to go out there and be prepared every week.
The challenges that Tampa Bay presents, I mean, they obviously can run the ball, and they've got some elite wide receivers and Baker Sling.
Yeah, I think Baker's been doing a great job since he's gotten there, and their offense is running pretty smoothly right now. They're playing physical. They got a few backs back there who are running the ball pretty hard, and scheme's good, receivers are good, quarterback's good, O-line's playing good. So, yeah, it's a good challenge for us to go into Tampa Bay and hopefully come out with a win.
Yeah, what's it like to watch film of a team that scored 51 points on the week before?
Yeah. No, it's a little different watching that, because I haven't seen a 50-point game in the NFL in a while. So I think they had like a defensive touchdown and some other stuff like that. But, you know, they still put up a lot of points. And I think watching film like that is good and bad, because, like, you're obviously not getting the best look from the defensive side, just like what happens when stuff works against their offense. But at the same time, you can see the explosive passes and stuff like that and what we need to stop.
Williams is obviously, you know, an amazing receiver. Physically, you see why it is. What are some of the special things as you watch the tape and say, that makes him so good?
Yeah, he's been good for – ever since I can remember, and you know, I was young watching him, and Johnny Manziel lighted up at A&M, and you know, he's been in the league I think 10 plus years now, and 1,000 yard seasons and all that stuff, and definitely one of better wide receivers of my generation just growing up. And you know, they got Chris Godwin, who's been good there for a while as well, and Sterling Shepard, a bunch of guys, and tight ends playing well. So I think it's good for us to go against the Tyler's waving at me, sorry. Go against the offense that's pretty much hitting on all cylinders right now. It's a good challenge for us.
Kyle, what is your excitement level watching your offense? And if you were on another team and you had to go against your offense, what would cause you the most worry? What would cause you the most anxiety?
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Zach Orr about that today, and just watching our offense operate out there. I don't know why everybody's messing with me today, but B. Steve's got something to say too. But I was like, how would you stop Zay Flowers? And he just gave me like a, I don't know, good thing we don't have to worry about it. But I think I said something to the defense, just the DBs on the sideline, like during the Bengals game, saying like the offense is doing all they can. Like it's up to us to go out there and win the game. So I think they keep performing how they're performing. We keep getting better. I think it's going to be hard to beat us. Yeah, I think, well, we need to start catching the ball. One, just get more picks, more turnovers, stuff like that. But, yeah, I think it goes back to technique, and we're challenged so much in practice that I feel like in the game it kind of just comes naturally. And me, just speaking on BC, just give him his flowers, I think he's one of the most underrated players in this league, not just corners. Does his job week in, week out. We ask him to do a ton, and he does it. And me and Marlon were golfing the other day, and we were just talking about BC and saying, like, he's really, I think if you know football and watch it at a close level, like, you can appreciate what he does. And he's really, like, one of the most technical corners, like, in the NFL that we have in our league. And it's impressive to see how patient, how composed he is just on a play-in, play-out basis. His technique never changes. And, you know, he's a one-play mentality kind of guy. And it's fun to play with him.
What's the emotion? You know, you guys forced a ton of tight window throws. Like, they haven't been easy completions by any means. Do you kind of you know, take that into account when you're evaluating how you're playing as a secondary?
Yeah, I think yes and no. At the same time, you know, you don't want to give up a touchdown no matter what manner it is. If they get lucky, if you get lucky, whatever. But I mean, I think a lot of football is not a lot, but sometimes it just comes down to luck. Sometimes things will go your way, and I feel like last year we had some stuff going our way, which, like, you know, helped us be first in points, sacks, whatever it may be. And you know, sometimes they don't, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And I feel like it's up to us to kind of eliminate the luck factor and just make it us doing our job.
What's a locker room punishment for dropping interception?
Locker room punishment for dropping an interception? I don't know. We need to come up with one. Maybe y'all can come up with one. We usually do push-ups, but I don't know. There might be need to be a monetary thing attached to that. Maybe we can go on a DB trip after the year or something like that. But, yeah.
All right. Thank you.